I'm living in India, and I started working in Kashmir, and it's very, very complicated. I mean, that and the conflict in Israel and Palestine, I think they're two of the most complicated, you know, situations. I mean, actually, I hate to narrow it down because there's so many complicated things everywhere you look. Kashmir really captured my heart, and I don't know if it's possible to get to a truth, but I'm searching for that. And I love the people there, and I have tremendous respect. Actually, it's a lot about the people. It says a lot about the people there. They're so warm and wonderful. I mean, I think that's the greatest misconception about some of these places. Like, the majority of people are not militants. The majority of people are not terrorists. They're just trying to have a life. And what's happening there is very, very sad. I mean, they're caught in between something much bigger than them, as happens all over the world. And, you know, in terms of dress, I wear a salwar kameez, which is just the Indian dress, and of course when I go into a mosque I wear a headscarf. But it's a very open culture in terms of, it's not like Afghanistan, or it's not like, you know, the Middle East, it's not like so many other places, because I think a large part of it is, it's at the base of the Himalayas, and they have this Sufi tradition which goes across the Himalayas. And Sufism is a mixture of Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and it's very mystical. And it's a very unique brand of Islam there. So the people, and also Kashmir used to be this tourist hotspot. I mean, before 1989, you know, sort of very, it was a luxurious place to go. And I mean, it's stunning. It's this place which, it's so intriguing as well, because it's like the extremes of society. You have incredible beauty, and you also have incredibly difficult, you know, situation. It's very sad. And so you have both sides of that. And so it makes it, you know, in terms of my, you know, people, right now, sadly, it's a journalist. Journalists love it there, which is sort of sick. And I mean, I hope one day I'll be able to go back as a tourist. The reason why I've decided to focus on this story is just because I think there's so many misconceptions. I watch the international news, and you know, obviously, it's very difficult to cover it, because journalists come in for a week or 2 weeks, and it's so hard to see what's really happening. You know, even if you live there, it's so hard to see. And I don't even know if it's possible, but I've just been really sort of, I mean, I understand why it happens, but I just, I feel like it's really important to try to show something beyond, you know, the violence and the misconceptions about, it's not a religious war. It really isn't. And I think people tend to group it into that, especially with, you know, this war on terror.